this is kind of the spending season that the year on appropriations, that kind of year from hell that won't really end. I mean, we're still the fiscal year for government, as your listeners know, began in October 1, and by that point, and even still now, Congress hasn't completed a single one of the 12 appropriations bills. So they've passed,
yeah, year from hell, and they've gotten no place. They're still at ground zero.
So then they've extended this week, a House and Senate pass. Obviously, the president will sign a bill, another so-called continuing resolution for another 2 weeks. So by the middle of December, that will kind of be the last, probably the last gasp. Congress will decide what to do for the end of this Congress. And they've got a couple choices, whether to pass kind of a significant changes in appropriations bill, what's called an omnibus bill,
right,
that would deal with the various departments and kind of go throughout the government agencies. Frankly, they're running short of time to do that, to pass a major bill that would get a House-Senate agreement. So there's a couple of fallbacks, which are called continuing resolutions, but the question is how long they would go. I think a lot of Democrats want to have a continuing resolution with some tweaks that would extend through the end of the fiscal year, through next September. But in part, Democrats want to do that now because they'll have less control come January when Republicans take over the House. Republicans probably, they don't have much control now in Congress, but if they have their druthers, the continuing resolution would be shorter, maybe a couple months, so that the Republicans would be in a position to have more influence on spending for the remainder of the year.
I know we only have about a minute and a half left, but I know among Feds there's a almost real concern, and even some analysts have said, about if a government shutdown were to happen, hey, it seems fairly likely in the next couple months, maybe not fairly likely, that, well, let me ask you, what's the likelihood of a shutdown?
The Republicans have been there, done that. I think they really want to avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a good thing for them when the shutdown occurred in 1995. Obviously, it's a possibility if things go badly, but at this point, I think it's premature and it's speculative. No one's really looking for that, whereas back when Gingrich took over, I think there were those who wanted to have a shutdown. It'd be kind of messy.